In its final days, the Clinton administration continues to mediate negotiations to provide compensation for Holocaust victims worldwide. This week, Austrian business and government representatives have come to Washington to continue talks with victims' lawyers about stolen Jewish property. French banks are in negotiations with representatives of families whose accounts were frozen by the pro-Nazi Vichy regime. Stuart Eisenstadt is a deputy secretary of the Treasury, and he's been involved in the Holocaust negotiation settlement since 1995. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
You're giving the president a report on efforts to return Jewish valuables and artifacts. What does it say about America's role in that effort?
Well, I don't want to preempt the president's commission later today, but this was an effort to look at what the United States government did with Holocaust-related assets, and in general, U.S. troops and the U.S. government acted very responsibly in collecting everything from gold to art and trying to return it to the countries from which it had been stolen, but there were imperfections, there were problems with policy, in part because it went back to countries that then didn't return them to their rightful owners, and this also meant that art, bank accounts, so-called Hungarian gold train, was sometimes diverted in improper ways. But there'll be a detailed report later today on that.
Talks continue with the Austrians. They've made several offers in the last few months, but lawyers for victims groups want a bigger payout. Will there be progress this week?
We're working against the clock. The curtain comes down on the Clinton administration at the end of this week, and we're hopeful that we will reach an agreement both with respect to property restitution for Austrians and with respect to French bank negotiations as well. We have negotiations set today, tomorrow, and Thursday, so we're trying to fit it all in before the hourglass ends, and I'm hopeful that we will be able to reach a settlement. And if we do, Bob, this would mean that in the last several years, we would have reached $7 billion in settlements for Switzerland, Germany, Austria, and France for victims of World War II, both Jews and non-Jews, and indeed, the bulk of that will actually go to non-Jews, that we will have begun a process of returning art that had been looted. Already, 8 major museums in the United States have identified about 2,000 pieces of art that are of suspect origin, and the French 1,000 pieces, that insurance will be paid, property is being returned, and Holocaust education is being started now in 10 countries. So a lot's been accomplished, but much remains still to be done.
Indeed, since your appointment in 1995, there have been some landmark agreements. Swiss banks, German businesses, and the German government have all agreed to sizable settlements. Why are these governments settling these issues more than 55 years after the fact?
Well, Bob, that's really the key question, because I think this is an issue where the sum is greater than its parts. And the most amazing thing is simply that it happened at all 55 years later. I think it's result of a confluence of a number of events. The end of the Cold War freed up energies and documents to look back at the worst events of World War II and of the 20th century. Survivors were coming to the end of their natural lives and wanted some sense of justice for property lost and for the exploitation of slave and forced laborers. And the combination of non-governmental organizations like the World Jewish Congress, class action suits in the United States, and if I may say so, the involvement of the United States government, the Clinton administration, and the bipartisan backing we got from the Congress, I think all shined a spotlight on governments and on the private sectors who had never been held responsible, individual banks in Switzerland, companies in Germany and Austria who employed hundreds of thousands, indeed in Germany, 12 million slave and forced laborers, banks in France. So it's a belated sense of justice. It's certainly imperfect justice because many of the victims are not now alive to enjoy the fruits of this, but it's nevertheless justice in some respects.
Is someone in the Bush administration going to carry on your work here?
Well, I've spoken to Colin Powell, the incoming Secretary of State, and I certainly hope so. There's no guarantee of that. But there's still a lot to be done. We have to finish these last negotiations, and even with the $7 billion in settlements, not a nickel has yet been paid out. We still have to have those agreements implemented. The insurance claim process is just beginning. So there is a great deal that still needs to be done in terms of implementation, and I think this has always been a bipartisan issue. There's never been any politics involved. We had strong backing from Republicans in the Congress.
Stuart Eisenstadt is a special representative of the president on Holocaust issues.